This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
As well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, I want to say this, and I want you to listen to me carefully, okay? John Adams, the second president of the United States of America, said this: "There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest evil under the Constitution." Now, I want to take you over to a conversation that I just had a couple minutes ago. There was a tweet this morning that came out by Tulsi Gabbard. Now, I'm not playing the game, but I'm showing you how the game is being played. Let me say that again. Because, as Vladimir Lenin said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Okay? And oftentimes, they'll blurt the truth out in their confusion, just so you understand. I'm not caught up into the game. I'm exposing how the game is being played. I wrote, "Love or her or hate her, she is correct." She said, "Why is Donald Trump acting as the spokesperson for Saudi Arabia after this mass shooting in Pensacola? It is a disgrace that the office of the presidency is being used for the interests of theatric extremist Saudi Arabian Kingdom, the number one exporter of the radical Islamist ideology that fuels jihadists like Al-Qaeda and ISIS," which, by the way, is created, just for your understanding. This is what Donald Trump, the President of the United States of America, said. Listen carefully. "King Salman of Saudi Arabia just called to express his sincere condolences and give his sympathies to the families and friends of the warriors who were killed and wounded in the attack that took place in Pensacola, Florida." Folks, this is like one of our guys going over into Saudi Arabia and beginning to open fire on the citizens of that country. After it takes place, the president then calls this king, namely King Salman, and expresses to him how sorry he is because he doesn't represent the rest of us. Folks, this is ridiculous. And why is it that every time one of these acts of terror, friends, takes place on U.S. soil, just like it did in Tennessee under Barack Hussein Obama, how come they called it workplace violence? How come they didn't label it for what it was? Why is it that said representatives, after these acts of terror, friends, are initiated upon innocent people on a global scale, they condemn the crime, but they refuse to condemn the party that's responsible for it? Why? Because it's being used. What is their original definition for terror, by the way? Let's go to history. Let's stick to the facts, which are stubborn things. Okay? If you go back to the original definition under the Oxford's English Dictionary, terror is government by intimidation. Okay? That's what the definition is. Government by intimidation. Terrorists always use friends to bring about a political end in which they meant to bring about. They created the war. They created the opposition to lead it about to get the response that they want. They want to force compliance, friends. They want people to reach out and say, government, you need to protect us more than you have. It's not working so well in America, friends, but that's their hopes. If these things keep taking place, maybe enough people in this country will rise up and say, government, you need to protect us. Wait a second, you are the government, you need to protect yourself, just for the record. Okay? James Madison, the fourth president of the United States of America, said what? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Why are those that are committing acts of terror on American soil being protected? How come they're not being prosecuted? How come they're not being exported back to where they came from? How come their crimes are not being condemned on a global scale? How come the crime is being committed but not the person or the individual that's responsible for committing the act of terror? Why? Why is the President of the United States of America saying, standing in defense of King Salman, okay, of Saudi Arabia, saying, hey, listen, man, he just expressed his sincere condolences. Really? And we're supposed to stand back and say, oh, that's okay, friends. You can rest assured it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again, and it's going to happen again. Donald Trump tweeted, friends, the king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter, and that this person in no way, shape, or form represents the feelings of Saudi people who love the American people. Well, doesn't anybody think that's a little odd? Well, here, this is what I had. This is a response because I'm not talking about terror today, but I am showing you, friends, who's responsible for it. I'm not playing the game. I'm showing you who's responsible, friends, of playing the game, okay? This is what I just got. Not totally sure what that DJT said was inaccurate. Remember, Tulsi is a liberal Dem. He may understand more about this than it appears. I said to him, how many times do I need to point out that constitutionally there is no Democrat Party or Republican Party before you figure out the game that you're being played in? I said, then I went back to him and I said, sincerely, truth cannot help them that refuse to see it. At that point, the only thing you can do is you begin to draw the seed of violence onto yourself, as it tells us in the book of Amos, only to deal with the consequences because you refuse to deal with them when you had the time to deal with them. That's the truth of the matter. As a matter of fact, if you go to Jonah 2:4, what does it say? They that observe lying vanities forsake their own mercy. Now, what I want to talk about, friends, is I want to talk about, well, leading through opposition again. And I'm going to break it down to you and for you, so you can understand. I'm going to do my best to, well, what happens, friends, is the Bible says that the righteous are bold as lions, and it says out of my belly is shut up like a fire, right, in my bones, and it's got to go. That's how I fan the flame concerning the call in this ministry. The Bible says in Hebrews 1:7 that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire, okay? I'm going to do my best to hold back and let the facts be as candid as they possibly can to the world so you can decide as to what's taking place, friends, because, again, we're seeing the same thing that happened under Bush, that happened under Barack Hussein Obama, that's now happening under Donald Trump. And again, friends, the agenda goes forward regardless if you like to admit to it or not. America, you are under the judgments of the Most High God because you refuse to see and act upon the truth that God, through his mercy, has shown us, in acting upon his commandments and bringing forth judgment concerning the guilty party. It's just scripturally that simple. Now, what we're going to do when we come back, I'm going to play some audio for you. It's from Nancy Pelosi. And if you think that I'm creating this, once again, I'm giving you history, I'm going to bring it up to par into the present, and I'm going to play some audio from Nancy Pelosi telling you how the game is played. And then I want to sit back and say, it was one of those, and I hate saying it, friends, I told you so, out of her own mouth, friends, out of the horse's own mouth. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
This is is Rob Pugh from Wisconsin Christian News. I'm proud to partner with the Sons of Liberty. We're a national Christian newspaper available now in all 50 states. We have some of the very best writers in the entire country, including Bradley Dean. Check out our website and subscribe. Online, print, or better yet, get both at a discount for ease of sharing and accessible anywhere. And please consider donating to help our ministry continue and grow across the nation and around the world. Check us out, WisconsinChristianNews.com.
It was William Booth who founded the Salvation Army that said, "I consider that the chief dangers which confront the coming century will be religion without the Holy Ghost, Christianity without Christ, forgiveness without repentance, salvation without generation, politics without God, and heaven without hell." It was also the same William Booth who said, "If you want to change the future, then you're going to have to trouble the present." Well, we here at the Sons of Liberty have always been a troubler of the present to preserve our future for generations to come. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button where you can join us in taking part in winning this nation for Christ by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. You can also make a one-time donation as well by clicking the Donate Securely button on our landing page. We cannot do this apart from you. We are all together in this fight to win America back unto Christ and restore us back to the foundations that made us great. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com today.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results may vary. Exclusions apply.
But hey, I'm buying a huge flat-screen TV so I can finally see it without my glasses.
Why not just get LASIK at the LASIK Vision Institute? That's what I'm doing.
My glasses and contacts are a pain. I'd love to finally get rid of these, but who can afford LASIK?
You can. Because the LASIK Vision Institute is offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. Just text DO11 to 350350. The LASIK Vision Institute has already performed over a million procedures. They use the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision for a fraction of what others charge. Better vision, better value. The LASIK Vision Institute. Make this the year you finally get LASIK. For a free consultation plus an extra 20% discount, text DO11 to 350350. You'll see for free if LASIK is right for you. That's DO11 to 350350.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. You can go online before it's news. Thank you to my friend Michael Roach or Sons of Liberty Media. You can watch us live on YouTube. Got lots of live chat friends. Love them. Thank you. Appreciate you guys. And also wanted to let you know, friends, if you want to jump over onto Facebook, Bradley Dean, we have about 725,000 people following, active. Thank you for your trust. People that are sick and tired of the political talk that has been created to what? Put forth the lies as if they're truthful, said Orwellian. George Orwell, I'm sorry. And you can also go over to Facebook, Bradley Dean. My Twitter is BradleyDean1, as well as Sons of Liberty Media. YouTube just posted a brand new video last night. I think you're going to enjoy that one. They're short videos bringing about the resolve biblically and constitutionally to the issues that we have in this country, if you're willing to be the strength of that constitution. As well, friends, 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. Why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. We follow the Christ here. John 14:6, 1 Corinthians 11:1, 1 Timothy 2:5, Acts 4:12. The list goes on. You get the point. The Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. I want to lay this out as a premise before I play this audio by Nancy Pelosi, but it's important that you hear it because she's telling you out of her own mouth exactly what I've been telling you for years. And that's usually how it operates, friends, concerning prophetically and prophetic ministries oftentimes. The Lord will lead us to something, and then all of a sudden, here it comes. There comes the information, okay? Because he has not changed, friends. Remember that, Malachi 3:6, when you get a moment, as well as Hebrews 13:7-8. Listen carefully. It is the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable and propagandize the American people to hate, so we will let the establishment spend any amount of money. Now, it's funny that I just wrote that because I have two screens in front of me. I don't know if you've seen this YouTube page, friends, where NASA, they show pictures of Mars when, in fact, it happens to be Devon Island. You can watch the short video. They're telling you it's Mars. But it's actually Devon Island, okay? Just as a point of reference, even now. But again, it's the function of the CIA to keep the world unstable, okay? Now, if we go back to Dr. Udo Ufkat, just so you can understand, he lost his life getting this information out to you, friends, a year after he wrote a book exposing the CIA and their control over journalists on a global scale. He said the entire mainstream media is totally fake. He said they're taught to lie, to betray the people, and not to tell the truth to the public. The CIA gets control over all of the majority of journalists. The CIA's primary mission is to collect, analyze, evaluate, and disseminate foreign intelligence to assist the president and senior U.S. government policymakers in making decisions related to national security as they create them. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Okay? Are you with me? Good. Listen to this. The CIA has become a propaganda outlet, just for the record. We can see what former CIA Director William Casey said when reinforcing John Stockwell's statement. Listen carefully. This is under Ronald Reagan. He said, "We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false." This is why today's conservatives are yesterday's liberals. Friends, they are merely taking the information from the six corporations worldwide that control the journalists under the CIA. And what they do is they take the information from the CIA-controlled mainstream media, and then they dump it out on the people as if it's true. This is why America's confused. Read Daniel 9:7. Also read Isaiah 59 and understanding why things are backwards in this country. Okay? Again, I want to say it one more time. We'll know our disinformation program is complete when everything the American people believe is false. Okay? Let me say it this way. If you're not careful, the newspapers, the media will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppression and the oppressing. Okay? Now, I want you to listen to this audio from Nancy Pelosi. Listen carefully how they're systematically and methodically creating the warfare, this continual warfare. Folks, in other words, there's no better way to say it, friends. The right and the left are continuously filling the seats by promoting the fight, okay? They are not arch enemies, they're best of friends, because the agenda goes forward. Now, I told you during the first segment, friends, now listen again carefully. There is nothing which I dread so much as a division of the Republic into two great parties, each arranged under its leader and concerting measures in opposition to each other. This, in my humble apprehension, is to be dreaded as the greatest political evil under the Constitution. Folks, this has been going forward and promulgated to the point where people actually believe that there's a left and a right. There's actually a Democratic Party and a Republican Party. But also keep in mind that George Washington, the first president of the United States, prophetically warned back in the 1700s, the alternate domination of one faction over another, sharpened by the spirit of revenge natural to party dissension, which in different ages and countries has perpetrated the most horrid enormities, is itself a frightful despotism. But this leads at length to a more formal and permanent despotism. Hello, America. The disorders of miseries which result gradually incline the minds of men to seek security and repose in the absolute power of an individual. And sooner or later, the chief of some prevailing faction, more able or more fortunate than his competitors, turns this disposition to the purpose of his own elevation on the ruins of public liberty. America, what is it that you don't see if you cannot see this? Again, folks, the only thing I can give you the truth is the truth that will make you free, John 8:32. But if you refuse to acknowledge the truth and act upon the truth, well, then guess what, friends? I can't help you. You have to respond to it yourself. Listen to Nancy Pelosi and the tactics that are being played out on you in America today. Listen carefully.
Self-fulfilling. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to tell politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it.
Merchandise.
And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made.
In other words, they're going to capitalize off the warfare that they create. And the way they do this is through smoke and mirrors. They're diverting you from what they're really doing. And if you think for 1 minute, friends, that the left is any different than the right and the right's any different than the left, then I'll tell you what, friends, you are playing the fool to ill-designing men every step of the way. We are ruled by law in this country, not by the opinions of your favorite corrupt politicians who are all the well the ill-designing men that I'm exposing even now. I'm going to play this one more time. This is Nancy Pelosi telling you exactly verbatim the tactics that I've been exposing, namely of that of Vladimir Lenin when he said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. Create the warfare so you can bring about the political ends in which you meant when you first brought them forth. Listen carefully. The system of terror is essential to what? Countries to bring about the political means in which they themselves have created, friends. Terror is the creation to mold politically the control that they wanted. Let me say it this way. The opposition is created to mold politically the control that they want. They're the ones creating it, friends. And how many times have I laid to your candor, who attacks you more than corrupt politicians, hand in glove, along with the CIA-controlled mainstream media? Listen to Nancy Pelosi one more time.
Self-fulfilling. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, 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 and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear. And then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
And the smear and the smear that we made. The smear that they made, that they all the well knew wasn't true, only to get the American people diverted away from, like, for example, this phony impeachment process, which I told you was nothing more than driving opposition to Donald Trump. Guess what they're predicting now, friends? It's going to be a landslide for Donald Trump. I can't do it for you. I can't do it for you. I can only expose him for who he is. Just like John the Baptist did concerning King Herod. In all the evils in which he did, he pointed them out. That's what folks, apostolic and prophetic, and pastors, and evangelists, and friends, or teachers do. That's what the body of Christ is to do, is to reprove the evil by being the light, Ephesians 4:14. Let me say it this way, friends, leading up to this. Kings will be tyrants from policy, not law, when subjects are rebels from principle. If you are not appended to principle from your heart, you're going to be ruled by tyrants that operate through policy, which counters the law. We're going to come right back to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Media.com. I'm going to come back to you. The circus of politics, when will you learn, America? And I'm going to lay to your candor.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The FBI's application for a warrant to spy on a Trump campaign advisor was riddled with errors, omissions, and unverified information. That's what at least the Justice Department Inspector General report said in a report on Monday. The inaccuracies led to the spying on of Carter Page, former Trump campaign advisor, now former FBI Director James Comey, and Deputy Attorney General Sally Yates, both of who signed off on those warrant applications, were unaware of the inaccuracies. The Judiciary Committee impeachment hearing is continuing on Capitol Hill, with tensions running high.
I am going to go on record and tell you that I'm not going to reveal how we conducted this investigation.
And that's the problem we have with this entire thing. Mr. Schiff said behind closed doors.
I can tell you what the importance is.
I'm done with you for right now.
That's Republican Congressman Doug Collins of Georgia and Daniel Goldman, attorney for the Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable. And save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Going over to the circus of politics. Americans, when will you learn? Hey, learn what your parents didn't learn. Learn what your grandparents didn't learn. Take it further in thought than just two steps. Okay? It was none other than the man that said he went to the moon, Senator John Glenn, that if we had a full, actually followed the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. They're criminals, friends. They've created this language of lies to make it sound truthful that you might believe it. The only way, friends, and the best way for you to prove, and I'm telling you to prove what I'm telling you, is to go to the U.S. Constitution premised on the Bible, and you tell me who's lying to you. You tell me the conversations and the speech that they speak from this White House, the past White House, the one before, the one before, and the one before. You tell me where it is constitutional. It's foreign to what our forefathers established, friends. You need to understand that. And until you do understand that, you're going to get caught up with all the grown-ups. Oh, boy, look at the grown-ups have done with our world, friends, that don't take the time to do their own due diligence, but to sit there and give ear to those that they know that are all the well lying to them. That's crazy. That's just crazy. It really is. Did you hear what I just said? Senator John Glenn, the guy that said he went to the moon, I wish he'd have stayed there if he'd have been there. He's the one that said if we had to follow the rule of our Constitution, we could not enact most of the bills that we pass around here. Right? Here, let me say it this way. All the miseries and evils which men suffer from vice, crime, ambition, injustice, oppression, slavery, and war proceed from their despising or neglecting the precepts contained in the Bible. If you're tired of man's 10,000 commandments, I hope you are, younger generation, because I am too. And I'm talking about a lawful manner. Reformation, not revolution, for the record. You're sick and tired of man's 10,000 commandments, get back to God's 10 so you can understand what true liberty is. 2 Corinthians 3:17. The circus of politics. The circus of politics. Listen carefully. Criminal Barack Hussein Obama, after acting as the sitting senator for a whopping 143 days before becoming mysteriously the president of the United States, and his hand-picked rival, which was none other than, remember her, Hillary Clinton? Everybody was aware of the feud, which began on cue by the powers that be, on the campaign trail by dividing the party line, of course, all contriving for the purposes of stirring up the American people, okay, to drive them in the direction that they wanted to drive them, friends. Okay? That's exactly what's happening here. To drive them in the direction. Out of chaos, we will create a new world order. Out of chaos, who's creating the chaos, friends? If they're ruled by law, there would be no division. That's what unites us, is when we unite under the law that God has prescribed. Period. They're continuously driving the people in line, of course, all to drive them in the particular case to their favorite candidate in the hopes of making it to the people's White House. We sit there and see the banner between the two, back and forth and forth and back and back and forth, and playing the little game for the American people, have the cameras there right on cue, even with paid individuals to sit in their campaigns, friends. And what do? They put on a show. They drive the voters as if the American people haven't caught on to the fact that there's major voter fraud going on in the United States of America. Remember what Stalin said? He said it doesn't matter who does the voting, it matters who does the counting. Well, let me ask you, if everybody really understood that and applied it in their own backyard and their communities during the time that people vote, I'll tell you what, you would understand that there's major voter fraud going on in this country. These people are not the pick of the people. And I've shared with you so many times, friends, over the last couple months that there today are over 200 other presidential candidates. And you haven't been told about a one of them. Why? Because they're legitimate. They're the people's choice. They're the pick of the people, not the powers that be. I just seen someone say, you know what? Well, we were given, two options. I know. Who delivered those two options to you? The powers that be. Well, we only have, well, the lesser of two evils, that which we have to pick from. No, out of the lesser of two evils, pick neither one of them. And furthermore, when you look at a Barack Hussein Obama, when you look at a Hillary Clinton, they are not the people's pick. And you know it, and I know it. Again, let me revert back to this. There's over 200 presidential candidates today, America. How many has the CIA-controlled media told you about? Now Michael Bloomberg's the man. Because just like I said, Biden was going to fall out. Kamala Harris is going to fall out. Buttigieg is going to fall out. All these others that nobody, folks, America hates, that run in a Marxist fashion, a communist direction, with their ideologies and their indoctrinations. The American people never picked them in a million years, and you know they didn't. But you want to just pretend with them to your own demise. Because if you weren't contending with them, then why is it that you're not the law in bringing this to the light? There are over 200 people running for the presidency of the United States of America, friends. How come it's just the candidates that the CIA-controlled media wants to hand-feed you? That those are the, these are the ones you have to pick from. The ones that we deliver up. These are the ones that you can pick from. We don't want you to know about those 200 other candidates because they're legitimate and they'll tear off the mask and they'll pull down and scatter the board with all the game pieces on it if the American people catch on. And we can't afford to have that. Just ask Ross Perot in the 80s, friends. Look at that. These aren't real candidates. And I'm talking about in the present, and I'm just taking this off of these talking points concerning Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton. I mean, you want to talk about disingenuous garbage. And isn't it interesting? They were put up as arch enemies, Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton, for the American people. And what do? They beat each other up. And then they give a hug to each other as if to suggest this is some game that's being played. Like, we got to go along with sportsman's like conduct. Let me ask you something. How many men America fought, bled, and died ratifying the Constitution of America? How many men have fought, bled, and died bleeding on the battlefield fighting against tyrants that you yourself are accepting in your own country today? How many? And they want to act like this is some game? And when in fact neither one of them's talking about law, well, in this particular case, Barack Hussein Obama, the foreign sodomite, because that's exactly what he is, what did he do? He promised the people, listen, we're going to go back to the U.S. Constitution, we're going to go back to the Declaration of Independence, and once he won the incumbency, the People's White House, friends, the very first day he began to attack America. And 5 minutes before he became the President of the United States of America, he said he wanted to fundamentally transform America. How did he do it? He told you what you wanted to hear until he got there. And then for 8 years, the American people let him violate and transgress the Constitution, trample the blood of our forefathers, our family members that fought, bled, and died giving us the freedoms that we have. For 8 years, the American people let him trample it underfoot. Read Hebrews 10:26, because that doesn't fly in the spirit. And I want to tell you something, it doesn't fly in the natural neither. Isn't it interesting, friends, after Barack Hussein Obama won, isn't it interesting how he took Hillary Clinton and put her right under his wing and appointed her to be Secretary of the State? If she was so unqualified, then why did he take her on? And then after he becomes the president, he starts talking about how good of a job she has done working for President Barack Hussein Obama. I thought she was worthless. I thought she was bad, Barack. No, it's the same thing Donald Trump did. People, I don't know what it is that you don't hear or what it is that you don't want to hear. But what did Donald Trump do? He sits there and says he's going to bring forth a special prosecutor just like Barack. And then once he becomes president, 41 seconds into his victory speech, the American people owe Hillary Clinton a major debt of gratitude for her service to our country. It's exactly what he said. I played the audio for you over and over and over again. And you still haven't figured it out. You still haven't figured it out. What's the difference? It's the circus of politics. I mean, folks, really what it is they're in hopes that you, the American people, will settle for the lesser of two evils, in which we're delivered up as your choice for the next president, when in fact it wasn't your choice, when in fact even what's going on today is not the American people's choice for the most part, because they're not being told about their other 200 options. They're just being told about what the CIA-controlled media wants to offer you as your options. There it is. There it is. Folks, you know, sometimes people want to, you know, the art of radio is saying it another way, but saying the same thing. When you have people talking to you about the candidates that have been offered up to you as legitimate candidates and endorsing them, like Franklin Graham and other church leaders, Jane Dobson, and other people that you trust in the political system, they promote these presidents, you better understand that they are a part of the game that's being played, or they are just blatantly and willfully blind. There's no in-between nights. You could transport these people to the sun, and they wouldn't see it because they don't want to see it. Or they're just simply a part of the game. They want this new order, which they apparently haven't learned from history. Every tyrant that wants a new order, guess what? Every step taken, that tyrant gets rid of the people that helped him get to power. I mean, just you can't fix stupid, can you? Nope. And then when there's nobody left, guess what? It's the tyrant, and he's looking for someone to destroy again. And then you find out at the end of the day, he was working for the destroyer of men's souls. And what happened to him? He's destroyed at length. It's just John 10:10. That's what the enemy comes to do. Steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10. And it's exactly what's happening here. We're talking about the circus of politics, friends. When will Americans learn? We're going to come right back to this. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, this is Scott Weber. I support Brad Dean and the Sons of Liberty because they support the Bible and the Constitution, which formed the foundation of the American Republic.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Okay, so, my goodness, frustrating. Circus of politics, when will Americans learn? They put up, I'm taking this in stride, friends, they put up Barack Hussein Obama and Hillary Clinton just like they did Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, same exact thing, friends. And I've showed, friends, that Barack didn't have the support and neither did Hillary Clinton of the American people. I showed you factual statistics. I put video out there. I don't know what else you need, America, as to understand how you're being played by the dupes of ill-designing men. I was just highlighting the facts, friends, concerning circus of politics, when will Americans learn, as to how criminal Hillary Clinton was then put into the position of Secretary of State under Barack Hussein Obama after he won the office. He said, "I want the country to appreciate just what an extraordinary role she played during the course of my administration." Oh my goodness, friends. And what is he doing during the debate? Just like Donald Trump. He's thinking of all this political talk to drive support to himself. promising what he's going to do, and then when he gets there, he hasn't done it. If there's one thing I hear, friends, more than anything, I just seen a bunch of it this morning, people are getting very angry about the fact that Donald Trump is not bringing forth those promises of prosecution. Okay? What they want you to do, just like they're doing here, friends, is they want you to get behind them, to use your boys and girls to go fight some unconstitutional war because they want more oil. They want to lay out more military bases across the globe, which we have no constitutional authority to do whatsoever, because they want you to believe that we, the American people, need to deal with these monsters in these third world countries. But folks, if you look at what the United States is doing to those countries, what you're finding behind closed doors, and obviously, friends, is these people aren't putting up with the fact that they're going to be ruled through a new global order. That's what they're saying. We're not going to be ruled by you. But in America, what do? They come up with these campaigns to demonize those people so they can go attacking them. Not in every given case, but we've seen over and over and over again that's exactly what's going on. But Americans still want to stand behind corruption rather than good government and saying, you know what, no more of this. It's the same thing that's happening through the circus of politics today. Listen to this. Barack Hussein Obama attacks Hillary during the time that they were on the campaign trail together. They're both actors. They're bad actors. Okay? He accuses her of this, that, and the other thing. Once he wins, he appoints her as the Secretary of State. Then he says, I want the country to appreciate just what an extraordinary role she's played during the course of my administration. Folks, how many scandals have the Clintons been a part of, and yet they're still unindicted? How is it that now they've been given Barack and Hillary Clinton and all these others that he promised to deal with once he got into the People's White House, Donald Trump? How is it that they have a free hand to attack him at will? It's driving more support to his base. The best way to control the opposition is to lead the opposition ourselves. Here's another way of saying it. Out of chaos, we'll create a new world order. Nobody said that more than George Bush. Who was in office during September 11th? There you have it. History being repeated right on cue. What just happened under Donald Trump through this charade, through this phony impeachment process, friends, behind closed doors? Well, you were diverted looking at what they were doing through smoke and mirrors, friends, like Nancy Pelosi said during the beginning of the show. What they do? They reauthorize the Patriot Act. It's as simple as possible. You're majorly under attack by the sodomites in this country. They're attempting to legitimize and legalize pedophilia. That isn't going to fly. I can tell you that right now. They're pushing the envelope forward, friends. And that means judgment is going forward, and it should show you, if you judge them by their fruit, friends, that there's no difference between them and the current administration. It's interesting concerning this present administration, what people justify him on. For everything they justify him on, I can go and pull up the fact of the matter. And it's the truth that they don't want to see. Every single time. Every single time without fail. In other words, they love him because they're avoiding his fruit. But the Bible tells us, they that forsake God's moral law praise the wicked. Read Proverbs 28, verse 4. And it's exactly what you're seeing today. And to the righteous, I would say this, where's the judgment? Because right after that, the Bible says, evil men understand not judgment. What are Americans looking for more than anything? Justice today. Americans are looking for justice. What's not being delivered up, friends? Justice. What's being played out in front of the American people? Smoke and mirrors, all contrived out of their own mouths. And judging them by their fruits, I'm showing you again and again and again and again what they are in fact responsible for. I'm showing you the fruit on their branches. That's what I'm doing. Folks, this is nothing more than pro wrestling. That's what this is. It's pro wrestling at its very worst. Politics with pre-scripted results. Let me say that again. It's politics with pre-scripted results. Remember what Roosevelt said back in the 30s. He said there's nothing that happens in politics that's not first planned. I'll tell you what, America, disrupt their plans by being the law. Disrupt their plans by being the law, because it's not legal in which they're pushing forward, just so you know. Politics with pre-scripted results. Wow. And then after he's done, being the president after two terms, mysteriously and miraculously, how the American people let him go, that's what blows me away, is Barack Hussein Obama then gets behind Hillary Clinton and begins to push her as the next president of the United States of America. Oh, I can just hear some of you grown-ups in thought. Here's an answer back for you. Oh, Bradley, you just don't understand the game. No. I'm showing you the game that you're caught up into. I'm showing you that you are the pawn on their board. I am showing you that you have not learned from the last administration. I am showing you that you have not learned as to how the game is being played in this country. Again, for the older folks, I was a little kid, but I still remember Ross Perot. He came in and said, this is what I'm going to do. Death threats fell on him like crazy business. He told the American people hard things all across the board, not cherry picking. He was telling the American people what they not what they wanted to hear, but what we had to do to get rid of our deficit, how to take our country back. And I'm talking about the 80s, friends. And the American people sat back and they seen exactly what happens when a real contender jumps into the game. A real contender jumps in the game. Folks, there is contrived opposition. And that's what we're talking about right now. And there's real opposition. In Minneapolis area, people love Michelle Bachmann. And I hear this all over the country. Oh, you're from Bachmann's area. Yep. People love Michelle Bachmann. But she was a real contender because once she got out of her box in Minnesota, she began to speak out against the issues that need to be spoken out against. And I'll tell you what, the media demonized her like nobody's business. And what happened? Her support base multiplied and multiplied and multiplied. See, that's righteous, okay? And she was willing to, and she did bring about change. But what we're seeing with this brand new opposition, this brand new administration, is that he is not bringing forth the law to establish the promised judgment on the behalf of the American people. And what we're seeing is a whole lot of smoke and mirrors, and we're seeing all those people that he promised to prosecute are the very ones that have been given a free hand to attack Donald Trump. And what does this commander-in-chief do? Nothing but slam his opposition. Don't sit there and try to convince me of what the word says, friends. Because the word exposes the lack thereof in this ministry or this administration like nobody's business. Barack Hussein Obama plays the game in front of the American people of Hillary Clinton. Once he wins the office, then he appoints Hillary Clinton as Secretary of Education, then he blows her horn with accolades, and then he gets behind her to be the next president of the United States of America. Did you forget about all of that? It's nothing short of pro wrestling. And again, politics with pre-scripted results. It's just that simple. And it's the circus of politics. And it's happening again today. And it's going to happen again tomorrow, and it's going to happen again the day after, the week after, the month after, the year after, until America, you put a stop to all of this. Politics with pre-scripted results. The next president of the United States, Barack Hussein Obama said, after he was going out of the People's White House, the next president of the United States of America, Hillary Clinton. You know, pro wrestler Jesse Ventura said, after love him or hate him, after he won the gubernatorial candidacy here in the state of Minnesota, after he was in there for just a little bit, he said, pro wrestling and politics in America, he said, they are identical. He said they're identical. Now, if you want to sit there and try to convince me that pro wrestling is real, I'll tell you what, I got a whole nother show for you there because I did some homework on these enemies that are put up by the likes of the WWE to promote the fight. Folks, in many cases, behind closed doors, they're the best of friends. America, circus of politics, when are you going to learn? We're going to pick more of this up tomorrow, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Dan Perkins here for your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans, Tip of the Day. Are you one of the 50,000 disabled vets who have student loan debt? The president has issued an order not only to forgive that debt, but wants to make it easier and quicker to get it done. So here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. If you're disabled and you went to college, first of all, you are my hero. You may be eligible to have your loans be forgiven. Contact your local VA center or go to va.gov for more information on how to get these loans paid in full. Paying off your loans is just another way to say thank you for your service. This is Dan Perkins with your Veterans Tip of the Day.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.